the Dollar Coast is still getting started yesterday. And we're going to fight over the seniors and freshmen. So I was nice. I was happy to see yesterday. I looked at Minchas Asher. Minchas Asher and Haggadah had a discussion on Dal Kosos. And of course, he quoted the Brisker Rav, and he connected the Tosos and Sukkah Lamanches to the Sukkah. So, Baruch She, Kivanti, Kivan, whatever, to that Tosos. So, Tosos Sukkah Lamanches is parallel to the Tosos in Mesachan, as we discussed. And I was very happy to see Rav Asher did the same thing. So, we wanted to do the Brisker Rav and the Gemara and Kuvches. Hopefully, everybody saw the Gemara and Kuvches. A little tricky, confusing, different yourselves, different scenarios. So the Gemara Kufchas is discussing two cases. What are the two cases? Anybody see the Gemaras?
Shasan Chai.
And Basachas. What Shasan Chai mean? Undiluted, right. Pretty strong, heavy, perhaps dangerous wine to drink if you don't dilute it to a certain amount of water. And the other case is Basachas. You drink it all in one shot, whether that means all in one large coast, or Zeachazeh. Perhaps Yoni and Jake will enlighten us to that sugya they looked into today. Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll read through those in Farshim. So those two cases. So the Gemara tells us that which is the case here, Megizas Kos Yafe, Shasan Chai, if you drink it undiluted, Yatza, you're Yotze. Shasan Bas Achas, you're Yotze also. Both these scenarios, you're Yotze. However, comes along Rav and he qualifies the statement. He says, Shasan Chai, rather, if you drink it undiluted, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Cheres Lo Yatza. You're Yotze Yayin, but you're not Yotze Cheres. Unclear what that means. Shasan Bas Achas, if you drink it all in one shot, Rav comes along and qualifies the statement, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Arba Kosos Lo Yatza. You're Yotze Yayin again, just like the previous case, but the Dal Kosos, you are in Yotze. What's Yayin? What's Dal Kosos? What's Cheres? Very unclear from the Gemara what these are referring to. So the Rashbam writes, Yidei Cheres Lo Yatza, you're not Yotzei Cheres, Kilomer Ein Zu Mitzvah Shlema, Shein Chashivas Ela B'Yayin Mazud. It's only Chashiv when you have diluted water, diluted wine, when it's drinkable. But if it's Yayin, Shasan Chai, if it's Chai, that's not drinkable, it's not considered Yayin, that's not considered a Mitzvah Shlema. What does he mean by a Mitzvah Shlema? You haven't done the mitzvah entirely. You haven't done it in its best way. Then when he says Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yotze Yayin Mishum Simchas Yomtuf. Kidetani Lakamam Tishmacht V'Chagecha B'ma Misamcha B'Yayin. You're supposed to perform Simchas Yomtuf through drinking Yayin. So where is he getting that from? We haven't discussed Simchas Yomtuf at all in the context of Yayin, in the context of Dal Kosos. Should we try to have the pizza man? So that's the Rashbam. Unclear exactly what he's getting at with the Simchas Yom Tov line and with the Eino Mitzvah Shlema. So the Brisker Rav, as I hopefully most of you saw, raised the questions of what the Rashbam means. The Rif and the Rama have an entirely different girsa, a little easier to understand, just a little more paralleled. The Rif, where's this Rif? What daf in the Rif is this found? Anyone remember? And the other ones. Okay, so either way, he has the gear, so he's consistent. While the Gemara has a Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Cheres Lo Yatza, and then has a third category, Arba Kosos. The Rif and the Rambam are consistent. They have, in both scenarios, Yidei Yayin and Cheres, both in the beginning and both in the end, right? Yidei Yayin or Arba Kosos? Oh, I have it here, actually. Oh, he says, sorry. In the first case, he has Arba Kosos and Cheres, and the second case, he also has Arba Kosos and Cheres. When you shasan chai, you're yotzei arba kosos, because I drank 4 cups of wine, but you're not yotzei cheres, because shasan chai is something that's undrinkable, perhaps dangerous to drink, you're not yotzei cheres, that's not an expression of freedom. And the other case, bas achas, yidei cheres yatza, you're yotzei yidei cheres, because you drink wine that was drinkable, but you're not yotzei arba kosos, because you drink them all in one shot, whether or not all in one coast, or zeh zeh. Either way, you're not Yotze Dal Kosos because they were not 4 different drinkings, if you will.
So Shasan Chai,
you're Yotze
what?
Shasan Chai, you're Yotze Dal Kosos because I drank 4 different times.
So there's some Yain aspect.
No, yeah, he takes away Yain, just makes things a little easier to digest. what's going on in the Gemara. They're just two scenarios. They're both opposite. The Rambam and Riffa just a little clearer. And the Gemara and the Rashi a little more confusing because you have three factors here. There's Yedayayin, there's Cheres, and there's Arba Kosos. Three different factors, just a little confusing. That's confusion. It's not hard, but just three factors, and what they each mean makes things a little confusing. It could be based on manuscripts they had, or it could be based on how they understood it. They felt other gears was a little better. But Pashas is different manuscripts they had. There are a number of manuscripts, and the Rishonim did spend a lot of time on manuscripts, in addition to the Svaras and stuff as well. Nowadays, we just pretty much rely on the manuscripts we have in front of us, and we don't spend too much. Some people do. We don't spend too much time on different Girsels unless we show them and bring them in. He first brought the Rambam and said the Rif had that Lashon, and the Girs is a Rif. However, the Girs in front of us for the Rashi and Rashbam were different than those of the Rif and the Rambam. So that was the question was, what's going on here? That's basically what we just read and the confusion we just read through, and it was quite confusing. The Brisker Rav wants to know what's going on here. So we're going to go through now the Brisker Rav, have some clarity in the Sugya, most of which we discussed yesterday, and hopefully come back and really appreciate the Shittas Rambam and Shittas Rashbam, and the Gemara will be a little clearer on the Kuf Chesma Bez. So the Brisker Rav begins by quoting the Tosos we quoted yesterday, that he wants to know whether or not the Baal Bayis can be motzi the rest of the mishpacha of Dalat Kosos. And he says, what's the difference from Kiddush? Just like Kiddush, the Baal Bayis is motzi the rest of the family, Dalat Kosos should be no different. And the Brisker Rav quotes from his father, Chaim, he says, I don't understand what the connection is. Dalat Kosos and Kiddush are entirely different. When it comes to Kiddush, the whole mitzvah of Kiddush in general is the bracha. I can be motzi the rest of my family through Shomea Ka'oneh. But Kiddush, Arba Kosos rather, Halo Ikra Mitzvah Hi Ashtiya Shal Dalat Kosos Umay Shach Lel Tzibazech. I mean, it's what you're saying. The whole mitzvah of Dalat Kosos is drinking. I can't perform Ashtiya for somebody else. I need a Maisa Ashtiya. Shemeh Ka'ona, we have a special mechanism we'll get to probably next week, I guess now. The concept of Shemeh Ka'ona, by hearing someone else saying words as if I said the words myself. So that allows for bimotzi through bracha and through amira. When it comes to shtia, I can't bimotzi someone through shtia. So the Brisker Rav, according to his father, doesn't understand the connection. Elamai, he says it must be the Tosus thinks that they're really the same. Like he says, that even Dalat Kosos is a din of bracha. It's not a din of shtia is something else. He brings another raya from the Gra. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch Orachaim, Sim Reish Ayin, Aleph, Sif Yudalad. Brings Machokas, Rosh and Tosos, about the Kosha Kiddush. If two people could drink, be mitzdarif to share what you need to accomplish when it comes to the drinking of a kos in general, of a mali lugmav. I have half a mali lugmav, someone else has half a mali lugmav. Can we be mitzdarif for that shear in Kiddush in general? And the Gemara brings a raya for the Rosh that you cannot be mitzdarif for the two people. From the Gemara Mesachim, Kuf Ches Mabez, Da'ashti Ruba Dekasa, the sugi regarding Dalat Kosos says that you have to drink Rov Kos. So he brings the Gruz Raya from Dalat Kosos to Kiddush in terms of this Inyan, he seems to connect also these two sugyas. That just like Dalat Kosos, each person has to drink on their own. You cannot be mitzdarif to people to the shear. So through by Kiddush in general, you can't be mitzdarif to people to the shear. So the Raya, he says, must be the Gruz, assumes like Tosos, that Kiddush and Dalat Kosos are the same thing. So it's clear from the Tosis and Grod did in the Bracha, but then the Brisker Rav says, in fact, as we pointed out yesterday, in fact, it's really Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not Dalat Kosos is a din in the Bracha or a din in the Shtiyah. So he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim we quoted yesterday as well, Daf Kuv Zayin, in regards to the Shir, that the Shir in Kiddush has to be Mala Lugmav, has to be a cheekful. And the Raya, what's that? So he says it's based on a Dria, a cheekful is the same thing as a Rov Ravis, Rov of a Ravis. Like the Gemara in Pesachim Kufches in the context of Dalat Kosos. So once again, Tosos is connecting the two sugyas. He's equating the sheer Mali Lugmav of Kiddush to the sheer of Rov Kos in regards to Dalat Pesachim. And he does the same thing at Daf Kufches, referring back to the sugya on Kuf Zayin in Kiddush. Going again, continuing with this idea. He quotes the Ramban, quoting the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, doing the same thing. And at the end of the day, he says that, as we said again, Arba Kosos, either to Din Shtiyah, Din Shtia, and that's why you need Rov Kos, right? Got it. Backtrack for a second. Tosfos equates the two Shirim. The Rambam says they're different. The Rambam says in regards to Shabbos, it's a din in Kiddush Shabbos and Mali Lugmav, and Dal Kos is a din in Rov Kos. So he says Kiddush on Friday night is a din in Bracha, and all you need is a Ti'ima. You have to taste it. Well, it's a Shir of Ti'ima, Mali Lugmav. That's regard to Kiddush, because Kiddush is a din in Bracha. And you just have to drink, you have to taste. But Dal Kos is a din in Shtia. What's the Shir? Shtia, it's a larger Shir than that of a Mali Lugmav. The Shir in Shtia is Rov Revius. And Rov Revius, Rov Kos, is the shear you need for Dal Kos. So the Rambam is b'chalik between the two, and the Rambam comes out, as we said yesterday again, that really it's a din in Shtia. That's how the Brisker Rav sets it up. And then he says, really, in reality, the Rambam thinks there are two dinim, the Brisker Rav explains. Both these are really true. And that's what the Rambam meant, and the Rif meant, by the different these two different cases of Shoson Chai and Shoson Bas Achas. That Shoson Chai, you would say Dal Kosas, but you're not Yotzei Cheres. And Bas Achas, you get the opposite. Bas Achas, you're Yotzei Cheres, so you're not Yotzei Dal Kosas. So he brings a raya of the Rambam in the discussing, Bechol Dor Vador, Chayv Adam Laharos is Atmo, Kilu Ba'atmo Yotza, Atmo Yishmi Mitzrayim, Bal Davar Zerak, Tziva Kalash Baruch Butaras, Vizacharta Kiev Ha'isa, Zachiv to do, Der Cheres. And therefore, Lefikach, Kishasoid Adam Belai Lazer, Tzarach Lechol Lishtos. You have to lean derecheres. So the din in Dal Kos is the din really in cheres. Again, most is basically a review. I'm just trying to go through the Brisker Rav. Hopefully, everybody saw this. And he goes on to bring Raya Gemara Sachem Kuftes, which also calls the Dal Kosos Retikni Rabbanon derecheres. So it's clear that the Yesoda that the Takani writes is really she derecheres. And therefore, it's Pashut, he says, that the Shtia is the mitzvah. Through the Shtia, that's how you Yotzei Cheres. However, he says, everyone agrees also Dal Kosas was Tzrichin Sheyu Kosas Shabracha. They also have to be Kosas Shabracha. That's the second din. On one hand, there's a Maisa Shtia needed for the Cheres, but there's a second din that each of the, or a number of the mitzvahs of the Leil Seder, were metaking to be Al Kos Bracha on the Dal Kosas. And in reality, they're really two brachas. And that's, he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin that says, Arba kasi tiknu rabbanon derecheres kolchad v'chad navid be mitzvah. Each one is its own independent mitzvah. Wrote to Lomar, the afa gav the ikar takana shadal kosos b'shvil sheich derecheres. Even though the ikar purpose was for cheres, but kachaya takana. In the end day, when the takana was actually instituted, it was that sheyik kolachar mehem kosher bracha. Each of them should be its own independent kosher bracha. So the Brisker Rav concludes that really there are two dinim. Okay, so then he goes on to bring another Tosas, which we did not discuss yesterday. Tosas in regards to Shoson Chai. What does it mean, Shoson Chai? What does it mean, undiluted wine? So Tosas on Kuf Ches Mem Beis writes that, Mashma de lechatchila ba'i meziga. Really, lechatchila, you do have to dilute it. You have to do a meziga. V'chein v'perek shlosh sha'ochlu amirin ha'kol modim b'kosher bracha she'en mevarechin olav ad she'itein letocha mayim. Everyone agrees that it's not considered kosher bracha unless you've put water in this yayin first to make it yayin mazik. He asks the question, but doesn't the Gemara in Perek Shlosha Sha'ochlu and Bracha say Yudvarim? Nemu B'kosher Bracha, there are 10 different things. V'tzar Chai V'chulei. Rabbeinu Tam Perish, Dehosim Chai Hainu Mazig Lo Mazig. That's talking about partially diluted, not fully diluted. But whatever it is, it comes out from this Tosis once again, that the Gam Le'inin Meziga Lo Nemar Shem Din Mechudish Barba Kosos. There's no new halacha of Meziga in regards to Dal Kosos. It's the same exact din. Just like there's whatever the Shir Meziga is in regards to Kiddush, that transfers over as well to Dal Kosos. So this is another Shita in Tosis which we didn't mention yesterday. Then Brisker Rav says, I don't understand the Shita Tosos. I understand the Rambam, who thinks it's Din and Cheres. The Dal Kos is Din and Cheres, perhaps to be symbolic of the Dal Lashon Sgula, as we said. I understand why it says Yatzah Cheres. That's part of Yidei Cheres Lo Yatzah or Yatzah. I understand that Lashon. But according to Tosfos, who says it's not about Cheres at all, they're just simply that we put four mitzvahs al HaKos, what's Lashon of Yidei Cheres? What does Yidei Cheres have anything to do with the Kos of Shabracha? So that's why he says, really, the Rambam, the Rashbam and Tosfos say it's not really Yidei Cheres Mamash. It's Lav Dafka. That's what it's really eino mitzvah shlema. That's what the Rashbam meant. When Rashbam was interpreting, we said earlier that yidei cheres meant lav mitzvah shlema. He was way of saying we didn't really mean cheres literally because the alkozah was not really for the purpose of cheres. Rather, kolomar ein zu mitzvah shlema. Shein chashivas el b'yayin mazuk. It's not a real complete mitzvah because you can only have a real shlema mitzvah shlema if you have yayin mazuk. It's not chashiv. It's not chashiv because bracha if it's not yayin mazuk. So he basically lobbed off because you got zecheres. That's how he gets around that. Yeah, Chaim? Okay, and then he goes on to say this hakira in a different way, which I think Yoni was getting at yesterday. You were trying to think of different hakiras. He says these two approaches in Da'al Kosos is whether or not, another way to look at it, whether or not it's a din l'maisa or a din l'chefta. If it's about cheres, so it's a din l'maisa shtia. But if it's that about kosher bracha, it's doing a mitzvah ala kosher bracha, ala kos, on the chefta of the kos. That's how he presents the chakir. Another way to look at it, another lamnisha angle. And he basically chazes everything he said, that in the end of the day, that Tosafot thinks it's the din of the chefta, and Rambam thinks it's really two dinim. Then he discusses the issue of Chomer Medina. Anyone see this piece in the Chomer Medina? I've gone too far already. No one got this far? Didn't get close to that. Okay. All right. Well, was that again? What you've gotten so far, was that clear? Were you in agreement so far? You did most of it? Okay. All right. It was basically what we did yesterday. I'm just kind of hazarding what we did yesterday, going through the brisker of. Hopefully everyone saw most of it, some of it.
Yeah. Hasseba.
Oh. That. Oh, I should have told you that was a different, that's a different brisker Rav.
Oh, because we were doing...
But maybe we'll do that at the end. I think we have a lot of time. We may as well go through the brisker Rav. Why not? Yeah, it's a good one. We should.
So where should we have started
from? Probably should have told Perek Zayin Halacha Tess.
Oh, okay.
But that was a good piece also. We'll discuss it after this, because we're almost done with this.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Okay, but we'll call on you, Jeremy, to enlighten us on that brisker Rav. So after setting all that up, now it becomes clear what's going on exactly in the Rashbam and Rambam riff in the Sugya Kufches. Makes it a little clearer at least what's going on in their interpretations of the Gemara. So then he quotes Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Pei Gimel that Paskins Dim Ein Lo Yayin Yuchal Lakachas Gam Chomer Medina L'Arba Kosos. If there's no wine, you're able to use Chomer Medina, whether it's grape juice or some other beverage used from that the place you live. You can use that for Arba Kosos. That's the Ramah. And Lechora, he writes that what's the chiddush? We have the halacha is by Chomer Medina is kosher l'havdalah, and mimela works for all other kosher bracha. Havdalah is a kosher bracha, right? We do havdalah kosher bracha, so the din is you could use Chomer Medina for havdalah. So why would Da'al Kosos be any different than havdalah? Yeah, it's a question, what's the din by Kiddush also? Kiddush seems to be not that way. That could be based on, there's a real strong din derabanan, or perhaps even derais that you need dafka yayin. But in general, kos shabracha, like Havdalah, we lach chomer medina. Why, what's the Kiddush by, in regards to Da'al Kosos? That's what he says. Bilel Pesach, the ikar mitzvah hi b'shtiyas yayin derecheres, like we proved in the Rambam, and therefore you think only yayin works, and not chomer medina. It has to be dafka yayin, because only through yayin he wants to. Again, he's assuming only yayin you could accomplish the mitzvah shtia, because we never find the svar as follows: the lo mashkechinan de chomer medina yinechshav kiyayin linen ze, rak linen din kosher bracha b'vad. He said, just we don't find anywhere that chomer medina could replace any shtia yayin. We only find chomer medina works for a kosher bracha. I'm not sure, it's not always the best ride. The fact that you don't find it anywhere doesn't mean it doesn't make sense, but that's like the premise of what he's saying. And you could talk about Shesuya Yayin in last week's Parsha, that a Kohen who gets drunk and enters into Beis HaMikdash, performs Avodah, or even entering is over an Isser, perhaps Chayv Misa, depending on what he drinks and stuff, and there's Machokas Tanoim, whether or not Yayin, V'Sheicha, the Pasuk says, what does Yayin V'Sheicha mean? Does Sheicha come to include other alcoholic beverages? Or Sheicha only means Derech Shechris, you have to have a certain amount of the Yayin. You have to have enough Yayin to make you shikr, to make you drunk. But if you had a beer or something else, even though you were drunk, it may not be B'Chlal, that Isser. And others say, yes, it would be. It's Machokas Tanoim. And Rambam and Ramam argue L'Halacha. The Ramban quotes it Al HaTorah there, argues exactly how to understand that whether it includes other alcoholic beverages or not. So there are other places to look also, even though it's not kosher bracha, you do sometimes find perhaps not chamer medina, but at least other alcoholic beverages could be included as yayin. Again, we're serving two different functions here. Chamer medina does not have to be alcoholic at all. You could use grape juice, which is obviously not alcoholic, but you do see sometimes that other beverages can replace yayin. But the Brisker Rav says we don't find anywhere else in terms of this halacha, shtia, that chamer medina could replace yayin.
Is that it doesn't accomplish that mitzvah shtia, or it doesn't accomplish theirs?
See, right, it doesn't really say, like he says, linen zeh. I don't know, linen zeh. Is he referring to shtia? Is he referring to, like, of course, if you drink on Yom Kippur, chamer medina, you're going to be over this, sir. So he might be talking about cheres. I don't know. I'm not sure. It doesn't seem to be the strongest raya for me, to me. But either way, that's what he says, and raises the question of chamer medina. So he says, basically, I guess, no, that's what he says. I guess you're right. The next line he writes, if you do drink chamer medina, it would be no different than shasen chai. And you'd be yotzei dalakosis, but you would not be yotzei cheres. Cheres can only be accomplished through yayin, not through chamer medina. Why that for yayin? That goes back to your question. How do you know yayin? No. Is it the buzz that yayin gives you? We could get the same buzz from other things. Is it the chashivas yayin has? Perhaps that. But somehow, it's probably most likely the chashivas. The expression of drinking yayin is an expression of cheres of some sort, so that won't be accomplished by having grape juice or beer. Yayin is a chashiva thing, it has its own bracha, so maybe something along those lines. So although chamer medina would accomplish dalakosos, it would not accomplish the aspect of cheres in the dalakosos.
Why can't you use lashbam? That's their, like, having a mother kosos wine as chashivas. Do we see that?
You said, right. Yeah, that's more chashiv, but it might only be yayin mazug is chashiv, not a chamer medina.
Right.
You yote a certain aspect of the mitzvah.
Are they two separate?
It seems like they're two separate ideas that you need, these two different dinim you need. You need dalat kosos, and you also have to have it der cheres. You can't have one without the other, not ideal, but you're yote to a certain extent. There's a question in terms of grape juice in the halacha, whether you could use grape juice or not. It comes up here. I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Brisker Rav, I think, I saw Rav Asher Weiss was quoting, let's say you have enough money only to buy either dalat kosos of wine, or you have enough money to buy grape juice, or chamer medina, for the entire family, which is best to do. One person be yotzei the best, yotzei everything, yayin, or everybody yotzei, you know, a base level, you know, just with grape juice or something like that. So there is machlokas. Chaz and Ish apparently use grape juice. And Moshe said not to use grape juice. So that this issue definitely comes up, the halacha, whether you could use grape juice or not, in terms of are you yotei cheres or not with other types of dinim. Fine. And then that's really the Brisker Rav. He goes on to quote a Tshuva Sarash, which he thinks has the same idea, that there really are two dinim as well. So I think that really concludes Dalat Kosos. Just for the sake of Jeremy, we have still 15 minutes. May as well go through this quick haseba. It's a good piece. We're doing Pesach stuff, and Franco's giving me a look. It's a good quick piece, and let's may as well learn. So does everybody have that piece, by the way, with them? The Xerox. We'll read through it quickly. Jeremy, you want to read it? Okay. So Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes. Lefikach kisho so aid all the melaila hazeh tzarech leechov lishos v'hu meisav dercheres. When a person is eating and drinking all the night, he has to lean in a cheres. The aim aside tzuicha haseba. When do you require haseba? B'shas achilas kazayis mata, when eating the first kazayis matza u'b'shtias arba kosos ha'elu v'shar achilas u'b'shtias so im heisav hareza meshuba ach v'chuli ad kan l'shon. And if you were to eat and drink anything more than the baseline mitzvah, then you would still be doing haseba b'yotzi hareza meshubach. So medivrei Rambam ha'elu mevur d'mitzas haseba he mitzas b'fnei asma shi'ocha v'yishtei b'laylaze. Seems like this independent mitzvah. This is basically the same structure of the discussion. Dalat kosos, how much of dalat kosos is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, or is it connected to the other mitzvahs? Same thing by haseba. I think almost every sugya in the Lel Seder has the same basic chakira. That is it a din b'fnei atzma? It sounds like there's a din. Whenever you're eating or drinking, you should just do haseba. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, she yochel v'yish to belayla hazeh, that you should eat and drink in this way. who mace of derech cheres, and you lean in a way of cheres. Elo dechacham kabul mitzuzu b'shas achilas matzah v'shtias arbrakosus. The Chacham said you should do it specifically during the performance of the other mitzvahs. Ba'al kol panim mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi v'lo midina mitzvah shematzah v'arbrakosus. It's not a chelek in matzah. It's not that matzah has to be performed through aseba and dalakosus through aseba. There's another mitzvah of leaning. The Chacham said it's probably nice to just do it in coordination with the other mitzvahs as well, but be'etzim, it's really a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Uktechazinon, the gam b'shar achilas of ishtiyaso im heisiv harezim meshubach, the hainu de mikre kriyim mitzvah shel haseba. The fact that the Rambam concludes that if you're not performing the mitzvahs, you're just stam eating, you're eating your meal. He says you should still lean while eating the meal. Well, there's no mitzvah of eating that meal. There's not, at least no unique mitzvah of the Leil Seder, just the general Sudas Yom Tov. So why do you have to lean during that time of eating and drinking? It must be Haseba is a din, and it's a Bifnei Atzma din, that you should do Haseba. The Chenaya B'Shulchan Aruch, the Chachila Yesa B'Chol HaSuda, the Shulchan Aruch Paschen is its best, in the entire meal you should lean. Harei de Maisa Haseba hi mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, v'shayicha gam b'shar achilas v'shtiyah, so therefore it's a din Bifnei Atzma, and it's relevant to do it the rest of the eating and the drinking, even though you're not doing other mitzvahs. El de'enuch mechuyev ba'arach b'shas achil matzah m'shtiyah arba kosas. It's not a chiyev, but it's ideal and advised. Aval biikadino ein la in mitzvah achilu matzah shias arbakosus aklal. Ulufiza im achil matzah ushasar arbakosus below haseba ein kan shum griusa by mitzvah shel achias matzah arbakosus. And therefore, this is a big machlokas. Look at the Gemara's and the Shonim. If you were to eat the matzah and you were to drink the dalkosus and you did not do haseba, it would not affect the key mitzvah. Haseba is not part of the key mitzvah of arbakosus and achias matzah to dim b'fnei atzma. You just were mekayim that aspect of haseba. He's not sure if you forgot and didn't lean down whether you should go back and drink. And he paskins, you're not yotze. The rush thinks must be that the rush holds the sphere lay the din haseba who din bekima mitzvah shal matzvah dalakosus. The rush must think that haseba is part of the key mitzvahs, and therefore if you don't do haseba, you're lo yotza. Dim lo lav hochi amai lo yotza. If not the case, why wouldn't you be yotza? If haseba is din b'fnei atzma, why wouldn't you be yotza? Vod l'fim asher kasavti hari l'chora lo shayach klal shiach sev yochal b'haseba came in the kfar kim mitzvah achil matzemus. Also, according to what I said, there's no point if haseba is not part of the mitzvah to b'fnei atzma din. Why do they make you go eat achila a second time and dalakosus a second time if you were mekayim the mitzvah already the first time? So anyways, machlokas rush the Rambam whether you have to be chozer if you don't do a seba, and they're arguing about whether a seba is a bifnei atzma din or not. And the Tosos is mistapik what exactly the din is. We name a kor dinyo shel rush. The source of the rush is the imachal kazais matz below haseba liyotza. How does he know if you lean, if you eat without leaning, you're not yotze? Who may hold amar Yeshu ben Levi hashama she'achal kazais matz kshu meisav yotza? When the waiter is eating kazais and he leans, he's yotze. Mashma meisav in lo meisav lo ayin shama devarv. The mashmaos the gemara is only if the shamish leans when he eats the matz is he yotze. But if he didn't lean, he wouldn't be yotze. That's the source of the rush. Well, the chora hayef shalomar de Yeshu ben Levi lo mayri klab medin mitzvah achilas matz. You could explain to Rishu ben Levi that he's not referring at all to achilas matzah, rak midin mitzvah haseba. He's talking about in general, just leaning. Not the specifically the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The Kamar says, dim achal kazayis matzah kishu meziv kfar yotza. If you ate a matzah, not the matzah of mitzvah, but just matzah or any other food, if you ate a kazayis of something and leaned, you yotzi the mitzvah of yidei chavasa haseba. Even though the rest of your eating of the night was not through haseba, as long as you did one kazayis of haseba, you're yotze haseba. V'heinei divrei Rambam shekos of the shar achilas of ishtiyaso in meisav harezim meshubach v'imlav einu tzarach ad kan l'sharon. This is what the Rambam means, that the rest of the meal, the rest of the night, it's best to do haseba to be mekayim the more mitzvahs haseba, even though it's not connected to any other mitzvahs. U'mekaron hu medivrei Rishu ben Levi demenok lishna diyotza. The source is from Yeshu ben Levi, who writes the Yotza Shma Mino de Shaycha Haseba Gam B'Shar Achilasa Milvak Kizayis Matzah. I'm not sure what exactly that proof is. El de Einok Mechuy B'Zer Yina Chay V'Ges Yer Yotze it's a Tekim Ben Achiv. Ava Einach Hanami De Lo Mari Kla Medina Mitzvah Shal Achilas Matzah. Not talking about Achila Matzah for the purpose of a Mitzvah. De Zer Yotze Gam B'Lo Haseba, but you don't need Haseba. V'Kemosh Yechachnu Midvei Rambam V'Tzarech Iim B'Zer. So that's a nice little quick piece of Naseba, thanks to Jeremy.
According to Rashi, you would say that you don't need to do it at any other points in the meal.
According to the Rush,
he says that it's only for dal.
Yes, it sounds like only for matzah and only for.
It's not like a praiseworthy thing to do it throughout the meal.
Exactly.
It's only needed.
Exactly.
It's not getting extra
food. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, can you only say that like that? If you just maybe it means that according to the Gemara, if you just lean once or whatever yotza.
That's it.
That's all you
need. It's supposed to raise a meshubach.
Right. And right. You're just yotza. You do that yotza. Like, you don't need everything else. In order to be yotze, you just do one true yotze.
I hear that.
And the Rambam says, but after that, it's meshubach.
Makes sense. Okay. All right, so I guess we'll stop here early. And then tomorrow, Mishra Shem, we'll do...